Hi everyone, today is March 27, 2021. The topic is, it's now up to the consumer to spur the economy. Stocks finished a volatile week with a surge into the close on Friday, helped by a boost from the President Biden's doubling of the US vaccine rollout target and the Fed Reserve's decision to free banks from restrictions on dividends and buybacks. Also, the final consumer sentiment index for March rose to 84.9, the highest since March 2020. Last week, a third round of relief payments started showing up in the accounts of millions of consumers. 1.4K payments per person has been sent out to roughly 90 million adults, totaling a total of $242 billion. That is on top of the $600 per recipient payment sent in December and the 1200 sent earlier last year, in all adding up to more than 800 billion. The big question is, for the economy, what will come off the money? In a theory of consumption function article, Milton Friedman proposed that a theory known as the permanent income hypothesis. It states that households don't spend cash windfalls because they manage their spending for the long run. If they think taxes are going to go up in the future to pay for government borrowing in the present, they will save a windfall check from the government because they don't think it's permanent. Repeated tests of Friedman's hypothesis showed that people tend to spend roughly one-third of the money soon after getting it, with the rest being saved or used to pay off debt. Consistent with the theory, the Federal Bank of New York showed that the household saved 36% of the first round relief payments, paid down debt with 35% of the money, and mostly spent the rest of it. Now, with repeated payments to the same individuals, it is expected that savings having been satisfied the first and second rounds, the entire amount of the most recent stimulus will trickle down to consumption. If it were to happen, coupled with the reopening of restaurants, hotels, amusement parks, movie theaters, and so on, we could be witnessing an epic spending spree that could buoy the economy and the stock market. For investors, the message is simple. Stay invested, but pick the sectors wisely. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.